the Cardinals and the Phillies on Star Wars Night on Wednesday, and Chewbacca is ready for his close-up. The Cardinals at one point trailed 5-0, but in the sixth, they're on the comeback trail.
Pavetta ready the bell in the pitch. Jerko swings and drives it deep down the right field line. Altair turns and looks, and that ball is gone. It just clears over the out-of-town scoreboard the opposite way. Jed Jerko with his 11th home run. It's his third hit in the game tonight off Pavetta. And the Cardinals are back in the ballgame. It's a 5-3 Phillies lead. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. Swing and a drive deep center field. Herrera going back to the track at the wall, and it's gone. The game is tied on a home run by Tommy Pham with one out here in the top of the ninth inning. It's 5-5 as the Cardinals have come all the way back to even it up. Regular depth Pham maybe a little bit deeper in left. And the other two, the 0-1 pitch. Galvis swings and grounds it past third and past the dive of Jerko down the line. It kicks off the sidewall back into left field. They'll put the stop sign up for Herrera. He runs through it, and he's out by 30 feet. Odubel Herrera ran straight by Juan Samuel, who had the stop sign up, and he was a goner at the plate. And we're going to extra innings.
What is he doing?
They do have Galvis and Kendrick drawn in. They're still both behind the baselines, but about halfway in on the infield dirt. Fowler a good lead at first. And a throw over that way, and he throws it over the head of Joseph. And in to score Martinez. Fowler around second. He's going to go to third. The ball ends up in the stands. And a throwing error by Edubray Ramos has put the Cardinals on top 6-5. The right-hander delivers in the pitch, swung on and missed. He struck him out, and the Cardinals hang on for a 7-6 win. The Phillies with 16 hits tonight.
It was another gut punch loss for the Phillies on Wednesday as they could not hold on to a 5-0 lead, eventually falling in 10 innings by a 7-6 score at the hands of the Cardinals. Here is Phillies skipper Pete Mackinnon.
Wow, we let that 5-run lead get away from us. Real disappointing night. That far back, Pavetta did a good job, gave us six good innings. Garcia pitched a good inning. Some of the things that I can remember are Altair's play down the right field line, a couple of stolen bases, 16 hits. You got to win when you get 16 hits. We just couldn't push any more runs across until that night, that 10th inning. Very disappointed.
Are the mistakes reaching a boiling point for you?
Well, when you, Rob, what do you call mistakes?
Herrera running through a sign, a pickoff throw that's 5 feet over the first baseman's head.
Okay. No, I get it. Those are mistakes, but they're not getting out of hand. We haven't made that many mistakes. Tonight we did. But the mistakes we're making is giving the other team too many pitches to hit. I consider those mistakes, especially late in the game.
Talking about mental mistakes than anything.
Sure. I mean, those things happen. You know, they made one yesterday with getting doubled off on that fly ball to right field. Every team makes mistakes. I don't think we're any worse than any other team. It stands out because of tonight. We stranded too many runners. Couldn't get guys in from third base. But yeah, that's a good way to put it, Jimmy. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. He looks mixed up or something. He's not the same guy.
Is you guys consider sending him out? Doesn't gamble with first strikes.
Well, I haven't talked to Matt about it. You know, I certainly I think he's lacking confidence right now, and I think that's part of it.
Did you ask him? Herrera, what he was thinking on that play?
I think his emotions got the best of him. You know, he just let it. He just wanted to score so badly, and he just put his head down and ran, which is a mistake. But he's just an emotional guy. Wanted to win the game, and you know, we got a bad kick on that ball. If that ball goes down the corner, it's a moot point. So yeah, I'm not happy with those types of mistakes. But like I said, it's not like we make them every night.
Is Sheck unavailable tonight?
Yes. Because he told me he couldn't pitch.
Is he an injury? Or is he...
No, he was just sore.
So you took a double out just for the double switch, not because of...
No, just to keep the... You know, I was running out of pitchers. Last night I used, six pitchers out of the bullpen. Tonight, the same thing. So I was running out of pitchers.
The home run that Neris gave up to Pham, there was two fastballs in a row. We talk a lot about him throwing the splitter. And that those fastballs seem to be right in the same exact spot back to back.
You know what, Todd? He's not the same guy without that split. And the split hasn't been as effective as it was last year. And we're trying to figure that out. They've been working with it a lot. And I think he's kind of shy to use it as much as he did last year.
Nisha had a day off Monday and 11 pitches yesterday. Is that bewildering that he was sore?
No, I mean, he's not young, and he's full effort when he goes out there, and he's just one of those guys. He's a one-inning guy, and I got to take care of him.
See the type of guy now that you can't pitch him multiple days at this point? In other words, has to have a day off in between.
I can, but we had a day off, but he pitched the day before that. And then once again, I don't know – where else I would have used them other than in the eighth inning, but I've got to count on Benoit too. I mean, I've got to count on more than one guy to help win games.
The Phillies try to bounce back on Thursday behind Aaron Nola. He'll be opposed by Carlos Martinez.